Hey there, everybody. Welcome to February. Even in South Carolina, we've had snow. We have had crazy gray days. It's definitely feeling a lot like winter in our neck of the woods. So for those of you that live in little bit more harsh climates, I'm sure it's feeling a lot like winter. So if you are anything like me, the winter tends to get me a little confined. In fact, I have four children, as you know, and they're getting older so that they are able to drive around. They're able to go places and do things. And so days where there is snow or ice affect them even more than they used to, because they really want to be able to go and do and explore a lot more even than we used to do when they were younger. So the stir crazy, the trapped feeling of winter has definitely hit us head on this year. And as I was thinking about that, I was thinking about just how awesome the flexibility that we have as homeschoolers comes into play when we are feeling a little bit confined and trapped in our winter homeschool lockbox here. So today we are going to explore some very fun ideas, some different ways that you can spread your flexibility wings, change up your homeschool routine quite a bit for the next few weeks. It gives mom a break. It gives kids a break. It makes learning fun again. It does a lot for your homeschool. So these are just kind of some ideas that I came up with really quickly. But whatever really excites you and your children is what you ought to really key on this month if you're getting a little bit stir crazy stuck inside. The big thing that is coming up next week are the Winter Olympics, which are super fun and a super big distraction anyway. So why not build your school around them for a couple of weeks? There is so much, as I just kind of brainstormed about what we could do with the Winter Olympics, there is just an unbelievable amount of opportunity to make this a really educational, really fun experience for you and for your kids. Plus, it gives you an excuse to watch the figure skaters, which we all know we want to do anyway. I did just a little bit of research, found that the Winter Olympics date back to 1924 was the first one, but before that, there was the first ever organized winter international winter competition. It was held in Sweden. It was called the Nordic Games, but only those Scandinavian countries actually participated. So it took a long time after that, several years, like 20 years or so, for the rest of the world to really catch on to this idea of Winter Olympics. So looking back at the history of the Winter Olympics would be really fascinating. In fact, if I was doing it with my kids, we would go all the way back to the first Olympics and we would trace that history all through. Why did they have them? What were they to prove? Why do we have them now? How are they different now from what they were then? There is so much good discussion to be had. There is a whole lot to be learned from the history of it. You could assign projects with that if you wanted to. Personally, I would skip a history project because there are way cooler projects that I could come up with, like a geography project. You could track the Winter Olympics from the beginning until now. Where have they been? You could look at those different places on the map and see how they have affected the world. Have they been more in Europe? Have they been more in Asia? Have they been more in North America, South America? Where have they been? That would be a fascinating study. You're talking continents, you're talking countries, you're talking regions of the world. You can throw all kinds of other cultural context into there if you want to. So that's another really fun way to lead up into the Olympics that I thought to kind of set the stage and start mixing up your homeschool even before that. Some of the other things that would seem to be a lot of fun, I think, would be as an English project. What if you chose or had your children each choose an athlete from the Winter Olympics? They could choose any of them that they want to. Lists are readily available. They could watch some YouTube videos, get to know them a little bit better, you know, get to know their sport a little bit better. And then through the whole journey of the Winter Olympics, have them write a journal entry every single day as if they were that Olympian. So give their opinion of the Olympics, of the Olympic experience. Have them talk about the Olympic Village. Have them talk about the people around them, of the culture that they're seeing. Give them a chance to really explore creatively what they would be seeing and doing if they were that Olympic athlete. I think that would be a super cool English assignment for them. If you have little children and that kind of a writing assignment is too much, talk about it. You write it down. This would be a really cool keepsake for them to have looking back years from now about these 2018 Winter Olympics. And because for a lot of our kids, these are going to be the first Winter Olympics that they really remember, or at least for a lot of the younger ones. Another thing that you could do for English if you have an older one is have them write a report about one of the Winter Olympic sports. How did it come to be? How long has it been included in the Olympics? Who founded it? Who came up with it? Who are some of the major players in it? That kind of thing would be a really interesting way to just explore. They're learning research skills. They're learning to use the internet and other books. There's library stuff that they could do. A lot of different things, facets that you can factor into that writing assignment as well. For math, tons and tons of stuff that you can do. Very easy is just come up with some word problems that would have an Olympic theme to it. That's a really easy way to do it. So you can craft those based on where your children are in math. As they get older, though, how cool would it be to give them a budget and say, go research how much each ticket costs, and then take your budget and decide what tickets you would buy if you could see any of these events, and have them figure out how to stay in budget but still see as many events as they possibly can. That would be a cool, really practical math assignment that they wouldn't even realize that they were doing budgeting. They're doing, they're doing a lot of critical thinking. These are practical skills that would serve them very well long term, but I think it would be a lot of fun for them to work on because it's so different than just ledger math. Another thing that they could do is keep track of the scores in any given event or for any given athlete and average those out at the end. So let's say that we're doing the scores for an ice skating event. Then have them track every single score and then find out what was the median score for that round for all of the athletes. Or for one athlete for the whole time. That one's going to take a little bit longer, so I would probably stick with one particular grouping, one period of time, and have them take that data and average it out. But that's a very good, very solid way for them to see practically how this math looks in everyday life. And it makes math less sterile, which is always a good thing. For science, what if you took a sport and you looked at what muscles are really used for that sport, how the training is done, and you really deep dive into the science of the sport. Curling, which we always think is a funny sport because I'd never heard of it until a few years ago. Why is there curling? What's the science between the way that little puck thing, I don't even know what it is, goes down the way? How do they make it get directed the way that they want it to go? All of that has science behind it. Again, what a practical way to help them see all of these school subjects in Technicolor, on TV, while they're watching and cheering and having a really good time. The Olympics provides an amazing opportunity for your family to take a break while still deep diving into all of the subjects that you want to cover. Art. Have them design a logo for if the Olympics were coming to your city. How cool would that be? And then again, you could compile a whole portfolio of the work that they did during these Olympics, and it would be something really fun to look back on. If the Olympics are not your cup of tea, then there's a lot of other things that are going on in the winter that you can kind of theme some unit studies or whatever around. Groundhog Day, Valentine's Day, St. Patrick's Day, lots of things that you can search up. The big holidays, President's Day is a natural one for a unit study. Throw in some unit studies, throw in some fun things like that to explore some of these other winter things if the Olympics aren't really for you. Beyond that, when my kids were younger, we had a group at church that decided that we were going to put on a program in the winter. Probably 1st of March is when we ended up doing it. But we had all of the kids, they were all really young at the time. They would learn poetry. They would learn little sketches with their brothers and sisters. This was a real low-key thing, but it gave us something to work toward. And then we all came together at church, we got a room in the church on like a Tuesday night or something. And the children all performed for us. We got to be together and hang out. We all brought food. It was a great, great time. But again, that's just another way that you can mix up what you're doing, give yourself something bigger to work for, to make these dog days of winter not quite so doggy. Another thing that would be a lot of fun, again, kind of doubling back to the Olympics here, is if you had a group at co-op or a group at your church, put on your own Olympics. Have kind of a variation of a field day to do your twist on some of these Olympic games. Have them train, have them prepare for it. Have everybody choose what they're going to do. Again, just a lot of different ways to mix up your winter homeschool. But I want to encourage you to do it. Don't allow yourself to get so frustrated and so down in the months where the days are short and the nights are long. And a lot of times the days are gray and you're stuck inside because it's cold or it's wet outside. Those days are very easy to lose sight of why you're doing what you're doing. And so I encourage you to keep that focus, to encourage your own heart by mixing things up. Have fun with your kids. Take this time to explore all of these different things and build strong, wonderful memories with your children. And truly embrace and enjoy this winter homeschool and not let it cause you to have the blues. So I cannot wait to hear what you come up with. And I will talk to you next week.